Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This song.
I love you.
Ah, always. Turn on and a smile here. What'd you say, Jennifer?
You said, I said, right back at you.
Oi. That's it. I'm doing an oy vey in honor of Shimon Peres, who died at the age of 93.
Yeah.
All right.
This so anyway, this great is great song, though.
Stevie Wonder, his 18th studio album was called Songs in the Key of Life, which was number one on the Billboard 200 for a long time. He's the latest celebrity, Stevie Wonder, to be transformed into a cartoon for the animated Blank on Blank interview show. How many people have seen this?
I've seen a few of them. They're really cool. It's really interesting to see this black and white animation of your favorite music stars talking. Yeah. The whole thing is animated. It's really cool.
Produced in England, but you can find it here on PBS. Go to PBS.com. In this show, Stevie Wonder discusses his childhood, his experience with racism, his faith. You go to blankandblank.com or something? Where do you go?
Yep, PBS. You can go to blank on blank. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Or PBS.com. It's really cool.
In the episode that's featured, Stevie Wonder meditates on his childhood as he recalls being dubbed a nappy wonder by the Temptations' own Paul Williams, countering racism for the first time, saying, "I never accepted stupidity and ignorance to determine how good I was or how less I was."
That's a bold statement and brave.
Is. Yeah. Well, I think he deserves the attention that he gets, frankly.
Absolutely.
Has credibility. He grew up in a Pentecostal church. His decision to sing worldly music saw a lot of criticism from the people in his church, but it wasn't enough to stop him. He said, quote, "If God didn't want me to sing, he wouldn't have given me the talent to do it." And listen to this talent.
Cool.
Crank it up, Peter, will you? Ooh. And this, oh my God, this is the harmonica. What else have you got there, Peter, from the Songs in the Key of Life? Got one more contribution. Nothing better than Stevie Wonder.
I would agree.
Yep. Somebody else who is really, I find myself using this word a lot lately, but it's a really descriptive word. Fabulous. Adele, once again in a league of her own. She's reached a career pinnacle that most superstars are lucky to get. Never mind doing it twice. Get there once. She's got the album 25 has reached diamond status. 10 million copies sold in the United States alone. Never mind around the rest of the world, in England, Europe, and stuff. She's got a 10-time platinum plaque. Got it on the final night of her six-show stint at Madison Square Garden. And the money. She's coming to Boston, but the money they got for those seats. Oof. And imagine, they sold out the place five times, Madison Square Garden.
Of
her.
Easily.
Singing. Yeah.
And then resold them.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So she basically sold out 10 times at Madison Square Garden.
So this song has gone platinum 7 times. Hello. We got that there. And that may be what you find from her. This is my favorite early song of hers. A great story. Listen to that. If you haven't listened to the storyline in her songs, that's what really counts. It's always such a great story. So anyway, she's continuing her sold-out North American tour. Runs through November 21st. Last stop will be Phoenix. Adele, musically in the news at 28 after the hour.
And free. I've forgotten how it felt before.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Does your braid bucket smell like the cat box? Does your motorcycle helmet stink? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The liner inside your motorcycle helmet is one of two styles, removable and glued-in fixed. With any helmet liner, you don't reach for the first can of gunk from underneath the kitchen sink. See what they recommend. So it doesn't come back to haunt you at 70 miles an hour, use mild soaps and shampoos associated with childcare and rinse out every bit before you put the helmet back on your melon. Fixed liner brain buckets can be cleaned with manufacturer-recommended sprays, then soaked in a tub or a bucket. Clean your helmet now or be prepared to drive away girls and draw flies all summer. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.